If you want to get there, begin. Hugh Prather. Chapter 1. So many questions.
What do you want?
I thought I was alone in my little room, drinking tea, working on another book idea, when I heard her voice. I wasn't sure I had heard anything at first. Spending a lot of time alone, working in the creative mode, lost in the writer's trance, often leads me into a spaced-out frame of mind. For all I knew at the time, the voice could have come from one of the cats. I had always expected one of them to talk one day.
"What do you want?"
the voice repeated. By now I knew it wasn't a talking cat. I got up from my chair and went into the living room. I found an incredibly beautiful woman sitting on my couch.
"What do you want?"
she asked. "What do I want?" I asked. "What do you want? How did you get in here?" She didn't seem to pose a threat. I was actually pleased to see her, whoever she was. Something about her radiated charm. But I was still cautious enough and skeptical enough to want some answers. I read the newspapers, too, you know.
"Does it matter how I arrived?"
she replied, still smiling that warm, melting beam of good cheer.
"The fact is, I am here now."
"But who are you?"
"A friend."
"Most of my friends knock before entering."
"Do they?"
"Well, most of them do," I said. I decided to sit down, but not beside this lady. I still didn't know who she was and what she was doing here. I sat across from her, a good 8 feet away, in case she suddenly lunged at me with a knife. You never know about people. First impressions can be misleading. This woman could be an escaped maniac, though I somehow doubted that. "What do you want?" I asked.
"Actually, I'm here to help you discover and obtain what you want. So that is what I want."
"Say what?"
"I am here for you," she said.
"I don't understand," I told her. I wanted to know what she wanted with me. I didn't want her to leave.
"Why don't you understand?" she asked.
"I don't have all the information," I said. "I don't know your name or..."
"Samandi."
"Samandi? That's your name? I've never heard of a name like that before."
"Samandi is my name."
"Well, okay," I mumbled, very confused. "But what are you doing here?"
"What do you think I am doing here?"
"Right now you are sitting in my living room. But what I mean is, why are you here?"
"Why do you think I'm here?"
"Samandi, do you always answer a question with a question?"
"What's wrong with that?"
I laughed awkwardly. I was still wondering what was going on. I was beginning to grow frightened. I rose and went to the phone. "Listen, Samandi," I said, trying to add bass to my voice to hide the rabbit inside of me. I stressed her name because I doubted it was a real one. "If you don't tell me who you are and why you are here, I'm calling the police. You have 3 seconds. 1, 2.
"If that is what you want, Joe."
"How do you know my name?" I lowered the phone, but still gripped it tightly.
"How do you think?"
She wasn't being flippant with me. Her question, all of her questions, seemed asked in a gentle, loving tone. "I guess somebody told you who I am."